Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is a new law is about to be passed, and this law is going to cause all kinds of problems with the new digital currency. It's not going to be good at all. Now, for me to help you to understand what the problem is, let me first remind you of a couple of prophecies. Revelation 13. Okay, so this is when the world government is formed. Verse 13. And he, that's talking about the false prophet, he doeth great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. My opinion is that's probably high technology, probably satellites, I don't know, maybe UFOs, but he can do great wonders. And he deceives those who dwell in the earth by the means of those miracles. That's the big part of what the devil wants to do, is deceive us. He had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell in the earth that they should make an image. I believe that's a clone. I believe it'll be half man, half demon, and also half man, half tied into the quantum financial computer system. Should make an image of the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. In other words, this human causes something to be made that's not human, but he gives life to it, and this can tie together in just a second. The image of the beast should both speak and cause, means that this clone, whatever it is, that's tied into this computer, this quantum financial system. By the way, I've been saying this for, I don't know, 25 years, okay, same thing. Long before we knew the technology that we now have is out. Anyway, so it speaks, and it causes everybody got to worship this clone thing. And if they aren't, then they are to be killed. Now, here's the point. That no man might buy or sell, save he had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, in order for them to stop everybody from buying and selling, they have to get between the buyer and the seller. Meaning, it has to be digital. Coins, paper, won't work. They can't control every coin and every piece of paper on the planet. But if it's digital, and if they have cell phones, if they have the way to monitor those, remember the 11-year-old boy that had a dream, and his parents really quizzed him hard about it, and the dream showed that there would be something similar to a cell phone, only it would not make phone calls, couldn't play games on it, and this was what you used to buy and sell, digital, okay? Now, if you get digital, you have to understand, just like Dana Coverstone was told, coins and papers going away. There's been a lot of prophecies saying they're going away. Okay, so there's going to come a time when you won't be able to buy or sell, and that has to be digital unless you have the mark. Now, and of course, we have the marks up here behind me today. So here's the article. New law grants U.S. presidential power to block digital asset access. What's wrong with that? Well, the new system that probably is going to be coming in the fourth quarter or of this year or the first quarter of next year, and this is not me saying this, it's the Federal Reserve saying, okay? Now, as we've talked about, the Federal Reserve is the bad guys. They're trying to bring in their CBDC, and then the good guys are also trying to bring in their digital, but they're both working to do away with the old SWIFT system, the old Bretton Woods system, to bring in a digital system. All right, so anyway, the article says, this new law grants U.S. president power to block digital asset access. A new U.S. law grants the president unprecedented authority to block access to digital assets. Now, if they can block access, why would they want to block access to our own money? Because if you don't have the mark, you don't get access to any finances on the planet. Not just buy or sell a lawnmower, okay? You can't get into anything. Sparking significant concerns about its broad implications and potential impact on users. Yeah, I think so. So it says, a new law grants the United States president sweeping powers to block access to digital assets. It goes on down to say, deemed by the Treasury Secretary to be controlled or operated or made available by a foreign sanctions violator, breathtaking scope and implications to corral users into their chains, basically. Here's another article, another part of the article. Now, this is Senator Warren. This guy is out of Virginia, I believe. And he is a Democrat. And in my opinion, he's not one of the good guys. So anyway, he goes on to say, on Monday, Senator Mark Warner appears to have inserted elements of his Terrorist Financing Prevention Act into a must-pass, the Intelligence Authorization Act for fiscal 2025. Well, that's when they're saying this new digital asset system is coming on board. So they're going to be able to stop people from having access. Well, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So, and let me also say, so I was reading through your emails. By the way, thank you. I get 50 to 80 emails from you folks every day. And I cannot tell you how many programs you brought me the information for. So thank you, thank you, thank you very much for your emails. My only request is if you send me a video, please tell me on that video what you want me to see and a time code. Just two requests, okay? Tell me what you want me to see and a time code. Why? Because I get a 90-minute video, I watch all the way through a 90-minute video, and I think, I wonder what they wanted me to see. See? So tell me what you want me to see. Tell me a time code. Because, again, I get 50 to 80 emails a day. Thank you very much. And I can't watch a 90-minute video. I mean, it may be great. I just don't have the time. So it really, really helps me if you send me to what to find. All right, let's go on to this. So this new law broadly defines digital assets, encompassing any digital representation of value recorded on cryptographically secured distributed ledgers. What is a distributed ledger? Well, I can't get into explaining that, but that's the new system, okay? So the article goes, the law says, any communication protocol, smart contract, or other software deployed through the use of distributed ledger or similar technology, and that provides a mechanism for users to interact and agree to the terms of a trade for digital assets. All of this, and oh, here's one more thing. So I was reading through your emails that you sent me, and I clicked on this one, and I thought, nah, that doesn't relate. And the anointing touched me. I said, no. Read this one. So I backed up. I went to it again. So I read to it, and then I thought, that's the Lord is telling me to bring this to you today. So for us that aren't understanding the new digital currency system yet, we're not into it yet, this might seem like maybe this is not so important. And that would be a mistake. In other words, I was nudged to bring this to you because this is important. It may not seem so now, but it is important. Okay. So just biding time. Under the new law, the president can block transactions between U.S. persons and foreign entities identified, and here's the reasoning, as supporting terrorist organizations. Well, who defines what a terrorist organization is? Who defines whether you can, okay, you can't just spend your money on anything you want to. That's the point. This includes imposing strict conditions on foreign financial institutions, maintaining accounts in the U.S. if they're found facilitating such transactions at their discretion, of course. Implications for digital asset users. Johnson's analysis suggests that the law's broad applicability, could compel users to join Know Your Customer compliant and permissioned blockchain networks, ultimately limiting them to regulated blockchains. Okay, let me take just a second. I've tried to tell you guys that I know some things that I can't talk about. Okay, and one of them is the KYC. It's a Know Your Client, and it's a form. If you're going to do international banking, international moving a large amount of money over the planet, you got to fill out one of these. And they don't want to just know your Social Security number and your address. They want to know about every dirt under your fingernail, and some of them get very long and, frankly, pretty personal. And some people don't like filling them out. As I was in a conversation with a guy here just recently, did I want to fill them out? Now, what's going on? I think the bad guys have a looking glass. I think they have a time machine. I think that they also have things written out years and years, all planned out. They know what they're going to be doing, and they're setting laws down that today we would not object to. Senators and congressmen would not object to them. But down the road, when they need them, they're already passed and already set in place. That's what this is doing. So he warns that the move could be seen as an effort to exert control over digital assets under the guise of combating terrorism. That's what it always is. They take our rights and our freedoms away in order to keep us safe, or to keep out, in this case, terrorism. The elements allegedly added by Warner enabling this presidential empowerment are borrowed from the Terrorism Financing Prevention Act. The act was introduced in a December 23 announcement allowing the U.S. Treasury Department to go after emerging threats involving digital assets. They know what they're going to do, and they're setting things in laws so that they can do bad things to us. That's the reason I suggest you go to 800-200-GOLD, call them. Doesn't cost anything, doesn't hurt. You don't have to do anything. But if you have, you know, like more than $1,000 in an account someplace, especially in a bank, it'd behoove you to call these folks and say, okay, now, I think I'm okay, but what do you think? Especially if you have an IRA or 401k. I just read yesterday, this Brandon Biggs said he saw the stock market over a process of 3 days basically go to zero. In other words, it was worse than the 1929 stock market crash. I don't know about your IRA or your 401k. I don't know if it's in paper, but most of them are. Matter of fact, you may not think yours is in paper, but it would behoove you, be very smart for you to call these folks and say, okay, here's where I am. Here's what I got. Am I safe? Or do you suggest that I do something? These are Christians, and they specialize in helping you not to lose your life savings. Look, you don't want to lose your life savings. 800 gold, these guys might save you from losing your life savings. Yeah, but I can't pull it out yet. Well, maybe you can. Maybe these guys can help you switch it out now. My understanding is that's what they do, and they can. Okay, let's go on. I also recommend that you get you some of these. These are the prepper bars, and this is five of them they sent me. This is the neatest thing because, you see, it breaks apart. Okay, you can break these apart, and it looks like this. There's both sides to it, and it can fit right in your billfold or your purse. You can have either silver or you can have a gold one. Now, actually, I remember one time when I went to Israel, I had some gold coins. I don't have any more, but I stuck them in my briefcase just in case I got over there and I needed some money and maybe something was, you know, you don't know. Having something like this with your billfold purse, very smart idea. You can have gold or silver. It's 62.2 gram prepper bars, they call them, but gold and silver perforated fit in your wallet, credit card, about credit card size, 800, 200 gold for the IRAs or the 401k. But if you want the prepper bar, you go to prophecyclubbar.com, prophecyclubbar.com, or call 844-771-1776. I need to have that up here for you to see. I'll add that. 844-771-1776. Now, I want to say something else. I don't put on a whole lot of promos. I mean, I try to put them sparingly here and there, but I hadn't covered this one in quite a while, so I felt like it was important to talk about it today. 844-771-1776. All right, now let's go back to talking about the mark of the beast. Now, I covered this yesterday, and I think this is really important. When I was born in 53, so this came out in 53. I didn't obviously watch it in 53, but I can remember as a child watching this movie. And it's about a young boy that learns that space aliens are taking over the minds of Earthlings. And I remember this particular shot. I remember this guy, and I think they called it a tingler, but it was a chip. Now, this is 1953, a chip that they're putting right back here in the back of people's heads, and it immediately takes over control of them, and they have no emotions. They're like zombies, okay? I think that's very important because that fits in with what might be, what we believe to be, the mark of the beast. Now, Ken Peters said he didn't see any chip involved at it at all. Our article today says that there are going to be chips involved. I don't know. I think this is the chip that we're going to carry around. We'll see how it all works out. But the point that I want to make today is don't take that mark. Don't take it. It's either between the forehead or between the eyes or between the thumb and the first finger like you're seeing here. Don't take it. Don't take it. Okay, now let me jump to the next thing. I read this a couple of weeks ago, but in that we're talking about this, this is important. It fits. So David Phillips had this vision. He said, please understand, I'm sharing this to the best of my memory at the time, you know, not much of a believer, but let me get on to what it says. He says, I saw a vision and the left and the right sides of the screen expanded. And all of a sudden I was no longer thinking about church service. All I saw was this vision in front of me. The vision I saw was of a new pope. The pope I saw was standing in front of great masses of people in Italy and Vatican. He was high, so that he could speak to the people directly. There was great excitement in the crowd because of this pope, because the papacy finally returned to Italy. He looked younger than past popes, not frail. Now, that's what the other people said. Maurice Scholar said he's the most handsome man he ever saw. I think this guy or the other guy says, dark hair. He says, yeah, dark hair. And another one that I just covered yesterday said dark hair. And then in the down a few, the road a few years had a slight graying in the on the sides. Okay. He looked younger than past popes, not frail. He was maybe in his 30s or 40s with dark hair and dark facial hair. In other words, probably not the pope that's alive today. Okay. That might be good news. The key point, what greatly troubled me, were the words he was shouting. Now, this is the point. His words were not of love and kindness, as the past popes had seen. He was threatening and attacking the Protestants, shouting that the true church must rise up and unite against the Protestants. He was shouting that the Protestants are not true believers, but rather unbelievers. The crowd was shouting with rage and hatred in support of him and his words, and he said the penalty for them must be death. Okay, so try to imagine this. The leader of not only the Catholics at this point, but the leader of the world religiously. Okay, there's going to be a governmental leader, a religious leader, and a financial leader. This is the religious leader, and the religious leader primarily says everybody got to take the mark, everybody got to worship him, and of course then the image of the beast comes along and says, if you don't worship me, you got to be killed. Okay, I'm going to show you scripture on that in just a second. So the people were in complete agreement with this. They'd been called to action, and the entire world would now rise in power to kill Protestants in all nations. The words he spoke were so frightening, I cannot explain how mere words can be so powerful in developing a reaction in you. It was unlike anything I'd ever witnessed before. Somehow I knew in my heart that he was talking about killing us. The true believers, who are far fewer in number, I knew that what he was saying was the opposite of the truth, but the people believed in him. I read another dream revision I may put on here in the next week or so just today. And this person was saying that they were seeing that, like, in the time of the mark of the beast, okay, most people had the mark of the beast, and those people that didn't have the mark of the beast, but they hadn't received Jesus either, they were still hunting down every Christian that did not have the mark of the beast. In other words, there's three groups of people. Those that have the mark, those that don't have the mark, but they're not a Christian yet, or they haven't taken the mark yet. In other words, they haven't decided. And then those people that are avid Christians that are not going to take the mark. And basically the first two groups of people, which is some like 95% of the world's population, is coming after us Christians. So even Dimitri was told that most people will deny Jesus and they will take the mark, most of them. All right, now here's the last part. I thought, but we are the true believers. Life on earth had changed forever. I thought, We will now be hunted and killed for our faith around the world. I'm not ready for this. All of a sudden, the scenes came in and the dream was all over. I was made to know that our only option is to run and hide. I'm going to show you the scripture to prove that. Our only hope is to trust in Jesus with our death. Remember, Jesus said, "Be faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life." He does expect us to die for him. Well, he died for us. Why shouldn't we die for him? Okay, so here's the scripture I wanted to get to. This is the one that says we should not kill them when they're coming after us because we have not taken the mark of the beast. So Revelation 13:10. Now, Revelation 13, the beginning of it is the forming of a world government. Then in about verse 15 is the forming or the rising of the false prophet. Probably we're going to see this in the next few years. I'm not giving a number, but it's close. Anyway, he that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here's the patience and the faith of the saints. I'm dare saying that most people, most Christians, read this and they do not understand what that's saying. So let me help you. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity means he that turns them over to the new world order, he that turns them over that have not taken the mark of the beast, he also shall be turned over. Now this is God talking, okay? He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. So that's saying, if they're coming after us because we do not have the mark of the beast, we are not to kill them. If we find people that are not taking the mark of the beast, we're not to report them. Now, I know that doesn't sound very Texan. our Texas boys want to pick up our shooting irons and defend ourselves, defend our families. But the hard part is to understand that this is the test of God. Why? Why would God want a lot of these people to be killed because they didn't take the mark of the beast? Because he wants to bless them. Why is it that like 11 of the 12 disciples were all killed for the name of Jesus? Why is it that the two witnesses are allowed to be killed? Because God gives them the highest blessing, dying for Jesus. Stan, you're warped. That's what the Bible says. Now, let me explain this last verse. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. The word patience doesn't mean like hold your tongue or don't do something or think before you act. This doesn't mean that. In Revelation, the word patience means don't quit. Now, he's saying, I know you're not going to like this when I tell you don't report people that don't have the mark of the beast. That's the first phrase. Second phrase, he that killeth the sword must be killed with the sword. It's saying if they come after you because you do not have the mark, because that's what Revelation 13:10 on is really talking about. If they come after you because you don't have the mark of the beast, don't kill them. And the reason he says here's the patience and faith of the saints is because I know you're not going to like this. Matter of fact, this is my least favorite verse in the Bible. Because, you know, the flesh part of me wants to defend myself, defend my family. But we're not supposed to. So what the whole point of the program here? What's the whole point? The point is, we're probably going to, when I say people, I'm talking about 95% of the people on the planet, are probably going to take the mark of the beast, both the tattoo and the chip. The chip may be in a cell phone. Others have seen it in some kind of like a cattle prod type deal that very quickly just boom, you got the others have seen it's just a chip and not the mark. But see, if you let me back up to this scripture. Look carefully. See, it says in verse 17 that no man might buy or sell. That's the first thing. Save he had the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, we believe this one is the mark. We believe this one is the number of his name. Now, we don't know his name yet. We don't know his image. So, but we know two of the four things. So the whole point is, if they're trying to get you to deny Jesus, that's the only one thing that you can for sure know that you absolutely positively should not do. So if you've not accepted Jesus, I would suggest strongly that you get on your knees and say, Jesus, forgive my sins. Come into my heart. Be my God. Show me how to become a Christian and get yourself prepared for these things, not just you, but your neighborhood and maybe beyond that with some food. There's another prophecy I started to bring to you today. Another person has seen a food shortage coming. So get yourself prepared, my brothers and sisters. That's the reason I recommend you go to josephskitchen.com. This is what I had for breakfast this morning and yesterday morning. And this is, I had a slice of it before I went and played racquetball last night. So what you want to do is go and get you a machine package. That's all the gizmos to make the flour. Then you get the six ingredients and the supplies. Then you watch some videos and you download some recipes so that you can make your own bread. This is some bread I made. I lost weight with it, Lord. My blood pressure, it gives me more energy. I believe this is what the world lived off of for 7 years during the 7 years of famine. Because wheat has the things our bodies need to, not everything, of course, nothing has everything, but has the things our body needs to be able to give us the strength to work all day long. Okay, this other stuff, I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it. All right, so josephskitchen.com, and I checked with them. Yes, the 50-pound pail of red wheat, which is nitrogen-packed for long storage, is still on sale. Buy one, get one free while supplies last.